I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net.
I can club to this, I think.
This is awesome.
This doesn't even sound 16-bit. It just sounds normal.
Yeah, it just sounds like the normal theme song.
It sounds better.
Yeah.
It's
mysterious. Ooh.
It's the show that'll let you it's the podcast that
I will let you shadow dreams on a Monday.
Indeed. I wrote something down. Hold on.
You made it to the blooper reel.
No, we're not starting again. I need to go. You're listening to the podcast that'll let you put Monday morning through a table, even if you have to do it 9.99 times.
Indeed.
That was worth waiting for.
I think so.
Yeah.
I read a headline just a little while ago because I haven't been keeping up because I'm still in developmental, you know, mentoring these kids.
These young guys.
On how to advertise the affiliate links and things like that. Yeah. I saw a headline saying Dixie Carter gets put through table. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's never happened before.
It hasn't. This is his first time. And about TNA declared this week, because they really want to get across that, because they've been teasing the Dixie Carter goes through a table thing for months. Like, that's been the goal. Bully Ray wants to put her through a table. And so they finally taped it, like, in July. And so they've been teasing it for months, like, or for weeks. Like, she's going to go through the table. She's going to go through the table. And TNA knows nothing of subtlety. So this week, on Monday, they declared this national Put Your Boss Through a Table week.
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, that's like McMahon saying, okay, this is Stun Your Boss week.
This is Stun Your Boss for the Next 3 Years week.
Yeah. Hit Your Boss with a Bedpan week.
Oh, that'd be great. I want that week. But it wouldn't work because
For Brock Lesnar, we break your boss's arm week.
Twice. Yeah. Conquer the Undertaker streak week.
Hey. Aha! You don't discuss such things.
That's right. Take that for us.
I maintain, though, he should never speak.
That's true. Although on Monday they did a
wonderful video.
Fucking so good. So goddamn good. This match.
Wonderful video promo.
At some point, this show is going to be on DVD. And people should buy that DVD. And they should do it for us by using our Amazon link. On thingsdezsays.net, you can go up there. You can click on the Amazon link, and every purchase you make goes a little way in helping our website out a little bit. And you can help us, and it'd be great. So use the link. And
go and buy your Paul Heyman DVD.
Yeah. I want to talk about it. We'll talk about it next week because Frez Developmental has not let him see it yet. Or whenever. We'll talk about it in a few weeks, I guess, because Developmental might be in a way. But it's great, so go watch it. Or what the hell's wrong with you?
Right.
It's really good.
How dare you disrespect Paul Heyman like that?
That's
He's
right.
Paul Heyman, for heaven's sake.
He tells some great stories, man. Especially the extras are great.
I love the fact that they filmed at the ECW arena, too.
They did, and Gabe Sapolsky gave us a tour.
They actually allowed him on a WWE DVD?
Yes. Wow. I think he was on the Punk DVD, too.
No, I don't think he was he?
He was on another DVD, I know that, and I think the only one that would make sense would be Punk.
Maybe.
He was on, he gave us a tour of the ECW arena, and I think he had like 2 speaking roles in the actual documentary.
No, we don't need to hear him speak. We hear him enough in Ring of Honor, and he's not that great anyway.
Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah.
But that Brock Lesnar video on Monday.
Wow.
Holy Christ, that was so good.
I love the end part. I'm going to make him in his urine and vomit. Whoa. And
blood and vomit. It's like, well, they don't allow blood anymore, but I guess vomit would be fine.
Yeah.
That'd be okay.
Well, it's pay-per-view. It's their own network. I'm sure they'll allow blood.
Well, they've been doing all sorts of other things. You'd think it's 2001 again.
Right?
With all the bitches and... the word, like, they've used the word bitch, I think, more times in the last...
In the last month.
In the last month than Ric Flair has said woo his whole career. It's been a lot.
And again, they made the carnal mistake of closing the show with a freaking contract signing.
I feel like we are in the minority. Like, everyone's looking forward to this. And I'm just like, why?
Have people ever seen a Stephanie McMahon-Helmsley match?
Here's what I read on the internet. And the internet is usually, you know, it's good and bad. Mm-hmm. I read that Stephanie is training really hard. And
with whom?
I don't know, but she's training. The goal is for them to actually have a match and to have a good match. Good luck. I don't know. Hey, but here's my thing too. We expected Snooki's match to be terrible, and she was actually pretty all right for like the.
Yeah, she did a moonsault and all that.
Yeah, so they have been allocated.
And hey, it was better than the main event on that show.
Yes. Oh God, yes. I'll tell you this though. I'm looking at Brian Alvarez's reputable Figure Four Weekly,
which everyone should subscribe to.
Media, yeah. By the way, they have an affiliate link. We should use it.
We should. Yeah.
I was looking at the newsletter, and they somehow got a hold of what the planned match times are going to be.
Yes, I read it. I saw the headline. I didn't see it.
And this will probably change because it's online. WWE likes to change shit, but. They have been allocated 15 minutes for this match.
Jesus.
I'm scared.
God bless Brie Bella. I mean, it's not her fault, but...
Hey. Do you think...
You've seen Stephanie in some matches in the past. I mean, she's had matches with Sable and her own dad.
Yes.
For instance, famously. A week before her wedding, which is hilarious. Why? Why would you...
This is 10 years. 10 years it's been since she's gotten in the ring. And I don't know. I hope she trains hard. That's all I can say.
I hope she doesn't break.
I don't think she'll break. I think her boobs will explode. Which
Where's Jericho when you need him?
I think a lot of people would enjoy that. Yep. But yeah, I think that'll happen. But I don't know about like them having a good match. Now, here's a question for you. For us, do you think Nikki Bella turns on Brie at SummerSlam?
It would make kind of. It would set up the epic twin match that we've seen in the past already.
Yeah, the epic twin versus twin. Maybe perhaps it'll culminate in an epic steel cage match at next year's SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Wouldn't that be the 10th? When do they have Brett and Owen?
This year.
20th year,
this year.
Oh, damn. So they should have done it this year. Celebrate the 20th anniversary.
They could have done it with the Usos. See, that would have been so much better.
No, but I want to see the Usos together forever. Separately, so they'll be nothing. They'll die.
Yeah, that's true.
Poor guys. I like those guys.
They're single-handedly keeping tag team matches interesting.
Stephanie and Brie, man. Get ready. It's going to be the focus. I mean, I get why they did it. They main evented with it because Cena and Brock weren't there.
They weren't there. There was Roman Reigns and Kane killed themselves at the beginning.
Yeah, Roman. He got some sort of injury. He's okay, but he was hurt after.
Randy Orton's having a rough patch at the minute. Bless his heart.
Yeah, he's being mean to people on Twitter. He's
just being a dick.
Yeah, we should have probably led with this, but I'm not organized at all right now.
We should lead with this. It's not. You know what? Alberto Del Rio, right?
Yes.
He's not an A-plus star.
No, he's not.
I guess you could say he was at one time, or he was going to be. He was there or thereabouts. He's on the cusp.
He was on the cusp, exactly. He was his feud with Edge, who was an established star at the time, it felt like he was going to go somewhere.
And then he had that little feud with Orton and Punk. He did little things here and there.
Yeah.
And then the feud with Christian was pretty good as well, too.
Yeah. The thing with Del Rio that happened is... He started getting treated like a jobber for like a few months, and then they were like, okay, let's push him again. And the fans at that point were like, no.
Well, I think what hurt him the most was the face turn. Fans just didn't take to it.
Yeah,
it
that too.
Yeah. Like, we don't like this guy at all. He's just arrogant as he is. Why would we take to this man?
He turned babyface, I guess, because he slapped somebody in the name of racism. So.
Well, yes.
That's why he did it. Yeah, Alberto Del Rio is fired from WWE.
TNA.
He will probably end up in AAA because they're going to start their US run soon.
You think he'll go to Triple A and not TNA?
Oh, yeah. He has a big reputation in Mexico, and I think his brother's there.
Well, his uncle's there, so. No Mascaras.
Is he?
Yep.
Huh. I didn't know that. Okay. But I know for sure that his brother's there. And Rodriguez is free, and so they could go.
Yes.
Yeah, so they could do their, like, thing together. Wait, Rodriguez is free? Yeah, he's released. He got released.
I thought he was going to be one of their next top announcers.
Nope, he's gone.
Oh, well.
I say he's free like he was a slave. Rodriguez has been...
Okay. Triple H's freedom.
He's been emancipated.
Yeah. Triple H gave him his freedom, cut off his shackles.
You've run free, boy. Arriva. Vamonos.
Give him $9.99 in his pocket and off you go.
Oh, that $9.99 number. But yeah, Del Rio, somebody said something mean about him and he slapped him and... Yeah, say something mean about you, Faraz, but if you slap somebody at work, I hope you get fired too.
People said, well, Punk did the same thing a couple of years back.
Did he? Who did he do it to?
Remember when he hit that fan, allegedly?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't proven. Well, no, because the fan hit him first.
Exactly, the fan hit him first.
Yeah. Can't
Del Rio handle words? This is a man who builds his reputation on cutting promos.
Yeah, well, he's
calling people perro. Like, what the hell? What are you doing?
He's a proud man, that Del Rio. I don't know.
He is indeed.
So yeah, he slapped him, and WWE is like they're looking for any excuse to cut someone because they need money, man. So
they're not in TNA situation, so fear not.
Yeah, they're not quite that bad, but they're not doing too good. WWE, they're trying to cut back. So Del Rio's gone.
Our favorite timekeeper's gone.
Oh yeah, that guy. I think that was WWE's way of going. Okay, nobody is safe.
Yeah.
That's basically that was the message that they were sending. I think
I'm waiting for Tony Chimble to be released now.
Yeah,
I'll be sad.
I'll be really sad about that.
Then he's gonna announce Edge like he does.
Superstar.
Exactly.
I love that guy. I want Lillian Garcia to get released again.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like her. I'm a sexist.
The Triple H can make some more horse comments.
There's only room for one woman announcer. That's Renee Young.
That's Renee Young.
Yeah.
Everyone else can piss off.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, man. I love Renee Young. Go ahead.
No, go on.
I need to watch more NXT just for Renee Young. I haven't watched NXT in like 2 weeks.
Ah, the tag team tournament started.
Indeed. Well, yeah, something's going to... I know at one point, I don't know if it was like for the spoilers or for something else, but I know that the VOD villains defeated the Ascension.
Shock horror.
That's amazing. The Ascension have not lost in a great amount of time.
Yes.
And the VOD villains are a comedy team, so I don't know how that went over.
Well, hey,
also, they're both heels, so I don't know. I'm confused.
If Stardust and Goldust are... winning than anybody can win.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what they are. Yeah, but they're wrestling Ryback-sel.
Anybody beats... Poor Ryback-sel.
Poor.
From WWE World Heavyweight Title Contention Ryback, bless his heart, to Ryback-sel.
Axel-back.
See, that sounds good. Axel-back. That should be a great finishing move.
Yeah.
Axel-back. Let's start Raw with Triple H's long promo.
What?
Triple H's long promo.
Oh, yeah.
When he started Raw.
Oh God! How much is the how much is the network again for us?
$98.
$98 degrees.
Yeah.
So
it's not quite $10.
I hope like when they go to England, they dub it every time they do it.
£9.99.
£9.99. Bad news, Barrett. He comes out. They go, you can't say $9.99 anymore because the conversion is slightly different in England.
Well, are they going to charge us $9.99 anyway? Okay. Not your dollars, but $9.99 in pounds.
Make it easy for you, fans. Okay.
Which is why I should have gotten early. I could have got a slightly reduced rate.
Yeah.
But yeah, he basically turned the network heel.
He said $9.99 like 7,000 times. And they mentioned WWE Network on this show. This was them in panic mode, like, oh my god, nobody's buying us, we need to do something about it. And so God bless people with no time on their hands, because some guy went on the YouTube. He took Raw, and he took every moment that somebody said WWE Network or mentioned the network, and he made a compilation. And it's a spoiler alert. They said it a lot of times.
SummerSlam at Staples Center in Los Angeles and live on the WWE Network.
WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network.
WWE Network.
All right, Triple H, that was a lot from him.
WWE Network. WWE Network. The Network. WWE Network.
That guy in the background. What?
That guy shouldn't. That shouldn't count. He just said the network. That shouldn't count. Come on now. That's being picky.
WWE Network. The WWE Network. WWE.
That song, by the way. Do you know who that is?
No.
It sounds fun. Like I would listen to that song.
Network, WWE Network.
WWE Network.
WWE Network. WWE Network. The Network.
JBL's like, I don't want to say it, but I'm gonna have to.
WWE Network.
Network.
It's like say it.
Say it, John.
Say network, damn it.
WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network.
See, that's better. There you go.
WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network.
That was Michael Cole's sad voice, like somebody died.
WWE Network.
WWE Network. WWE Network. WWE Network.
There it is again.
WWE Network. WWE Network. The Network.
WWE Network.
The Network. WWE Network.
WWE Network for just $9.99.
I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, great.
And in this show, they made many $9.99 puns.
Oh, so many. There was they opened with a last man standing match.
Which is, you know what, that was a good match. I actually enjoyed that match. I'm not going to lie. For what it was a brawl. That's what they did.
I'm not going to lie. I fast-forwarded through it.
Yeah.
And,
when I watched live, I lost the will to live towards the end.
Well, okay. So, is this your first time watching Raw live? First of all, why would your developmental roommate let you watch Raw live?
Well, they needed to learn, you know. I'm trying to teach them the art of, you know, condensing things.
It's 3 hours of hell. I watch it. And I watched first hour, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And then I get so angry because they replay.
Replay.
And it's like, I fucking saw this. I don't need to see it again. Terrible.
It got to the point where I didn't watch the last segment. I'm not going to lie.
Good. Because it was, I forgot what happened in the last segment.
That was the contract signing.
Oh, yeah, they signed a contract, and then they.
And they fought.
Probably.
Because you know that's what happened at contract signing. CM Punk told us.
Yeah, he laid it out for us. Yeah. Yes. Oh no, I remember what happened. Stephanie pedigreed Nikki. Yes, she pedigreed her.
Oh, because that's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah. Well, she's back. She's back to her ways.
They should have done it. See, that would make more impact.
She pedigreed Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
They tried to continue their awesome streak of like great beatdowns, but they failed.
Oh well,
it was not an awesome beatdown.
By the way, Randy Orton is an amazing man when he's angry.
He's very upset. Yeah,
you don't steal from Randy Orton.
You don't steal from him. No, I would not want to give Randy Orton the wrong amount of change.
You don't steal from Randy Orton. That's a big mistake.
Especially because it's really hard to put somebody through a counter.
Well, you know what? Randy Orton would find a way.
He would. He would just do it until it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Like, kind of like Kurt Angle did to Shane McMahon. Just do it until the glass broke.
The real.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah. Oh, those guys. I always think of the match and cringe.
Oh, I know, right?
That glass was That's real. Right. That was not fake glass.
That wasn't fake glass. That was a limo.
Oh, wow. You guys are
and that's why Kurt Angle is the way he is.
Yeah, and that's why Shane McMahon left.
That's why Shane McMahon. I'm waiting for a Shane McMahon DVD. Just a match compilation, because that guy's stupid.
He cared a lot.
Yeah, he did care. He did some ridiculous things.
Yeah. Him and Paul Heyman should open an MMA company.
Oh, Jesus.
Extreme Championship MMA.
Extreme Championship Championship.
Because Shane supported ECW. He liked it.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was the one that kind of... tried to build that partnership at the beginning.
Yeah, and then he's the one that told them to bring it back, as they discuss on the Heyman DVD. Good job, Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon is a very... I think he's very underrated at times. I think because, you know, the whole Vince McMahon stigma
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. And then, you know, Stephanie kind of got a little bit more high profile. But Shane was very underrated.
Yeah.
That guy was good. He was good on the mic. And he was always very good in the ring. I enjoyed a lot of his matches.
Stephanie McMahon is too Vince. She's too much like Vince.
Yeah. Shane at least had a little bit more personality.
Indeed.
Now let's talk about something else here, right?
Okay.
Chris Jericho and Bray Wyatt. I'm still confused.
Yeah, why are they fighting? Why don't they like each other?
What the hell is going on here? Why?
It's been weeks. Many 7-day periods have passed, and still I don't know why they don't like each other.
Bray Wyatt cuts these incoherent promos about stuff that I don't know about.
But like children and the hand of Abigail, and it's like, okay, good, but tell me why don't you like this guy? Like,
Exactly. And tell me more about this Abigail. Like, is she going to come out and going to come back from the dead and, you know, strike people down?
Yeah. Like, did Jericho, like, loan you $20 or did you loan him $20 and then he didn't give it back? Or, like, what happened there? Why don't you like...
You're attacking the man for no reason. And I get, you know, you say things have changed, but they haven't really, because, you know, that's what happens in wrestling. People attack people.
Yeah. It's not new, Bray.
Yeah, Bray.
Bray just hasn't... Or Jericho just hasn't paid his taxes, and so he's doing his dad's dirty work.
See, you know why Bray Wyatt? Because he thinks he invented everything. That's the reason.
Ah, yes. Bray Wyatt invented podcasts, even though he doesn't have one.
Bray Wyatt invented promos.
By the way, Bray Wyatt was on the Paul Heyman DVD. He said, like, one thing, and it was just so weird to hear him, like...
Was he in character?
No.
Oh, was he his normal self?
He was, like, trying to be in character. But he was, like, speaking out of character. Like, he was talking about how, like, Paul Heyman did all this
for me.
But he was, like, talking in his creepy Bray Wyatt voice. It was very weird.
By the way, they've really gone all out with this Paige-AJ feud, haven't they? Jesus. That was a vicious fall off the stage.
Yeah. Honestly, I fast-forwarded through that, too. No, wait. No, I didn't. I watched that.
AJ, I just want Paige to kill people. I'm enjoying this mean streak.
Paige is gonna kill you.
Kill you.
Yes. I approve of this.
She needs to cut somebody now. That's all I want.
Oh.
That's not gonna happen, is it?
I was gonna say, she needs to get stabbed like her mom. Yeah. But that would not be good.
Needs to cut people, but that's not gonna happen. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
A man can dream.
Okay. This $9.99 thing was great. Now I want them to raise the price just to piss people off.
Triple H is good at that.
Oh, it'd be so great. So yeah, it's $11.99
now. Triple H is a man who will reference Marks on his own TV show.
what a great man.
He is. What a great man Triple H is. He will deliberately go out and to piss off the internet.
Jessica Havoc is in TNA now, which I hope...
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see her.
They're not going to be around much longer, but anyway.
I don't know if we'll ever see her debut because it's got taped this past week, so...
They've announced their Maximum Impact tour for the UK. I'm thinking you're not going to last that long.
Well, maybe they'll just be on Challenge. And there'll be a UK promotion.
That's based in America?
Yeah, somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. They should get Greg the Truth Lambert to be a new announcer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'd appreciate that.
And Dean A.S. as color.
I hope, like, Dean... Or Greg Lambert starts sending me TNA press releases the same way he sends me paid promotions releases. That'd be great.
He's a good man, is that Greg Lambert?
Greg Lambert's a great fella. I like him. You should like him, too. He's good.
Go and read his book, actually, if you haven't read it yet. I know it's about a couple of years old, but go and read it.
Yes, I like it a lot. Holy grail. We did throwback vibes about it.
We did. Now, let's talk about something the WWE did do wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are doing their gimmick, and I've been talking a lot about how much I love this feud, right? It's great. They don't like each other. They're going to fight. It's awesome.
They are going to fight.
And on Monday, they have him go out there. And first of all, a positive. I wrote this down because I knew I would forget. They did the Beat the Clock Challenge.
I don't usually like these, but
when they first announced it, I cringed because every time they do a Beat the Clock, it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
They do 5 minutes, and
he's on quite long though,
and then somebody asks to come out and beat it, and then they don't, and then the heel wins and he's like, haha, I win
this now time. I get to pick the stipulation.
This time they did it differently because they did First of all, this was multi-layered, actually, for us.
Yeah, it was multi-layered.
Yeah, because for Dean and whoever we fought.
Del Rio, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Funny that.
Good match as well. Very good match.
Oh, yeah. They did a great job. So they wrestled for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was thinking, this is a beat-the-clock time.
And all I was thinking was, holy fuck, we're going to have to watch Rob Van Dam wrestle for 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
So that was the first layer of like me going, aw. But also, it was different because it's like, okay, so Seth is not going to wrestle for 15 minutes, so Dean's going to win. And then they do the swerve at the end, and it's like, oh. And then he loses, and I just thought they did a great job of telling the story without, like, going outside the regular rules.
Parameters?
Yeah. That what usually... Okay, of what Beat the Clock usually is.
Yeah.
However,
the way they did it was wrong, though.
The whole match, it was Seth Rollins and Heath Slater, and Dean Ambrose, I was about to say Dean Ayes, Dean Ambrose was being...
some stupid shit. He was doing some stupidness. He took JBL's hat.
Yes. He put it in the briefcase. He put popcorn and soda in the guy's briefcase. And it's like...
Won't that make the contract wet?
Yeah, made it wet and sticky. That's gross. So... Yeah,
won't the ink run and whatnot?
So this blood feud that they're having...
Soda feud.
Dean Ambrose did the unthinkable. He took the man's contract and he made it sticky. Yeah.
What you don't do is put soda onto a man's contract.
Yeah, that's...
See, now all we need is CM Punk as a referee, and then we're good.
Oh, yeah. It was the same diet soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I get Dean Ambrose is crazy.
Is this a Vince idea? Because I can't imagine Triple H going, all right, now listen up, guys.
So what are you going to do? All right, pal. You're gonna put...
What you're going to do is you're going to get the popcorn that's on the table. Damn it.
And you're going to get the soda, which back in my day was only 52 cents. 52 cents to get a soda.
Okay, Vince. You gotta keep him on track now. Sorry.
All right, damn it.
Right. Now, what we're gonna do is you're gonna put it in the briefcase, and you're gonna make the contract wet.
And sticky. I get that Dean Ambrose is supposed to be unstable and crazy, but...
That was a bit over the top.
He is being a clown.
He was being a clown.
It was so dumb.
That's Damian Sandow's job, for heaven's sake.
And then on Friday on SmackDown, Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins got revenge because he threw soda on Dean Ambrose.
Ooh.
So this has just become a comedy feud at this point.
Where the hell are we? Fourth grade?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. I'm sure they'll still have a great match and they'll have a fight and it'll be good and awesome.
Have they been given time?
I don't remember looking at their time. Okay. Oh, but that's the other thing I don't like about this feud, because Dean Ambrose has selected that they will wrestle in a lumberjack match.
Oh, Jesus, why? These never turn out well.
Exactly.
The authority are just going to stack it.
So just fight. Like, I don't like it. Dean Ambrose wants to beat this guy up so bad. Make it a no holds barred match or
put yourself in a steel cage.
Yeah. And maybe that'll be the blow off. Somebody said they should go all the way to Hell in a Cell. And if they want to do
fight in a Hell in a Cell?
Yeah. Just fight in a Hell in a Cell. And if you want to do that, then don't throw soda on each other.
Jeez.
That's not Hell in a Cell worthy.
But that means you gotta get through the next pay per view because Hell in a Cell is in October, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Lumberjacks will help Seth this time, and the next month they'll, like, do a no disqualification and he'll run away, and then they can do the Hell in a Cell or something. Maybe they'll do a steel cage match next month. They're using Night of Champions. They're looking at it as, like, a pay-per-view that they have to stack because that's when people's subscriptions come due.
Well, that's true. And we got to, you know, keep me interested because I'm going to pay next month in October.
That's right. Yeah.
You gotta hook me in.
Gotta hook you.
Considering I'm already hooked, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought the network before it was even an idea.
Exactly. So
I was like, okay, how much do we want for it?
We're nerds though, so.
Yeah. Like $9.99? $999? Cool. Got it right here.
All right.
I'll just not go
I'll
to college.
I'll overdraw my bank account, no problem.
Yeah. I'll just not go to college for a semester. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Lumber
Yeah, that's how I felt too. I was like, oh, really?
You couldn't pick another thing.
I hope they. I hope they have story. I hope they have something planned because I don't like lumberjack matches. They're so pointless.
I hate lumberjack matches, especially on a pay per view. Who has a lumberjack match on a pay per view?
Especially the TNA. Remember the TNA match where they had fans and they had straps?
Yeah. Like lumberjack matches are specifically for TV.
To set something else up.
Matches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so dumb. They're doing it. Damn.
So who do you think is going to face the Usos for the tag titles?
I feel like they're setting up Stardust and Goldust.
Oh, Jesus. Actually, that might be a good match. It'll be a good match, I reckon.
It'll be good. Goldust is great. Cody is great. I just feel bad for Cody. He has to do this.
What the hell happened?
Yeah. So weird.
He's cosmic stargazing and whatnot.
What else are they? What other tag teams are in there?
Well, Ryback's will just don't win, so.
Yeah. They'll still get a title shot by WWE logic.
Of course they will.
They've lost so many times. They deserve a title shot, pal.
Damn it. But only on TV, not on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Who else could you put in there?
Well, you're gonna have the Black Powers. I'm sure they'll have a tag team or something.
Oh, yeah. Although they haven't been on... Were they on Raw this week?
No, R-Truth was. I'm sure he's going to be a part of it.
Because they didn't even mention it, so I feel like they cut the storyline.
I don't know, but R-Truth was on TV this week.
But they didn't mention that he was in the thing.
Well, no. But is he in the thing, though?
He wasn't the first week.
I'm sure he will be, because, you know, they're going to have all the colors. They're going to have a random white guy in there.
I'm telling you, Heath Slater, he beat Seth Rollins for us.
He did, indeed.
He beat Seth Rollins.
Please, 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 for the love of God. Triple H, you will be forgiven all your sins if you let Dolph Ziggler beat The Miz.
Yeah. I just want The Miz to stop doing this gimmick, because... It's Tyler Breeze's gimmick, and Tyler Breeze is awesome at it. And now you can't bring Tyler Breeze up to the main roster because The Miz took his gimmick, and that makes me angry.
No, but then they can feud over the gimmick, and then Tyler Breeze can kill him.
Oh, the payoff should be that Tyler Breeze like ruins Miz's face.
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame.
They should have the match that Shawn Michaels and Martel had at SummerSlam 92.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Oh. Damn.
What the hell was Shawn Michaels doing? Well, he was just coming into his own, I guess.
He was on everything in 1992, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I just don't want Sheamus to be the one that ruins Miz's face.
Why?
I hope it's Tyler Breeze.
Well, Sheamus has got to kick him a few times.
No, damn it.
Just for my own personal amusement.
Tyler Breeze made his own music video. The Miz never made his own music video.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn it. So there you
damn
go.
Damn that.
By the way,
it was a commentary this week.
Fast forward through it. By the way,
no, don't blame me.
Miz is the other guy, Dolph Ziggler, is so freaking great on Twitter. He tweeted the Miz, and he tweeted Maurice, and he's like, Maurice, you are the best wrestler in your house. And I was like, yes, that was awesome.
I love the in your house reference.
Yeah,
awesome.
In your house.
I want the WWE to bring that back as a thing.
Network in your house.
Yes.
$9.99 in your house.
$9.99, exactly.
Oh, be great.
They won't do it, though.
No, they're terrible like that.
Mean. I heard the Ring of Honor is going back to iPay-Per-View.
They're doing one in September, and it'll be on ROHWrestling.com. I'll be honest, I haven't watched Ring of Honor since Best in the World. I don't know what's happening over there.
It's going to break.
Yeah. Although, I think the Ustream shows worked fine, and they're doing Ustream again.
Well, that's because of New Japan.
Yeah. But Ustream worked for Ring of Honor, and Ustream is going to stop doing pay-per-view starting at the end of September. So Ring of Honor is going to be out of luck at that point.
What is New Japan going
to
do then?
I don't know. They're also going to have to find something else. Perhaps they can go to Justin TV.
Oh, Jesus.
Remember that?
Oh, Lord.
Ah, Justin TV.
Well, the Justin TV gave me the best moment. I found the best stream for the first Jeff Hardy title win in the history of life.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I found nothing.
Like, all right, Fraz, you had your moment.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to give you any more.
By the way, Triple Mania, AAA's their biggest show of the year, will be available in English this year.
Ooh, yes. I wonder who'll announce it.
It'll be, I know the guy that got fired from WWE, the Spanish announcer, is going to be on there.
Marcelo Rodriguez?
Yeah, maybe. I forget his name.
Okay.
But
that's not Hugo Simon. He's still there.
Vampiro will be on the English announce team.
Oh, Jesus, no. Yeah,
that ought to be fun.
No, he's so boring. Listen to his voice and I'll fall asleep.
Yeah, it's like, you're supposed to be scary and mean, but you're just boring. What are you going to do? Talk to me to death? read to me?
Tell me about the Kiss Demon feud?
Yeah. Actually, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be on a iPay-Per-View. And I'll probably watch it. It's going to go head-to-head with SummerSlam, so I'll probably watch the AAA show later, like a replay or something.
That'd be a good show to watch.
That'd be good. I don't even know who's in it, but I like Lucha, and it's going to be in English, so I want to...
Who doesn't like Lucha?
Yeah. I know people, and they're terrible people.
Oh, those are the same people who like those big... Vince McMahon, in other words.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Vince McMahon hates his... By the way, one more thing. Vince Russo complained about last week's Impact, the Destination X... Guess what his complaint was?
What?
In his words, too much wrestling.
What?
Yeah, fuck this guy.
In a wrestling company?
Yeah, it's shocking, right?
Please have Vince McMahon buy TNA so we can filter this man or fire him.
He is fired now from TNA.
Or they, he?
They say.
Well.
They said that before.
You know the reason that he came back to WWE in about 2002, Russo? And he left because he was saying no one would listen to him.
Yeah.
He was being too filtered.
He was like a girl. No one listens to me. I hate you.
It's like, look, your ideas are so outdated now. No one cares.
Why don't you listen to me?
By which point you had people like Heyman in the company and Bischoff was there.
Yeah.
Like, no one could listen to you.
Yeah, you're stupid. Get out. Nobody wants to do a Sable on a pole match.
Apart from Brock Lesnar, apparently.
Oh. Ooh, I can make a really lewd joke right now, but I won't.
It's too easy.
I won't do it.
It's too easy.
Too easy like Sable? All right, so.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, he's coming.
That's what Mark Merrow said, wasn't it?
Oh.
And Johnny be bad.
Goldust was offended.
Wasn't he just?
I was going to make a point, but I forgot what it was. Something.
Des is hungover, by the way.
I'm not hungover yet.
No, you're hungover.
No.
Don't lie to the public.
I'm not hungover.
Don't lie to the public.
I'll be hungover tomorrow morning.
You're still lying to the public.
No, I'm not. You don't know how drinking works for us.
You're lying to the public. Listen to yourself.
So I'm going to go now.
And get another hangover?
Yes. So the Twitter is at Des Delgadillo, at The Wisp. Oh, for us, you're not doing too much on right now.
I'm only doing my catchphrases.
And at MonkeyPusher69.
If you really have to, because, you know what you should do? Send him random comments about the show.
You should. Force him to listen through Twitter.
Mm.
Just like I listen to the baseball game through the noises that my grandmother makes as she reacts.
That's awesome.
Anyway, yeah, subscribe on iTunes, use Amazon, and do other things that you would normally do because you're great, awesome, and we love you.
Hang on 1 second. I'm boycotting Raw maybe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Because, tell him why. Tell him why.
Because... WWE have found it in their wisdom to annoy people like me. Triple H wants me to pay $9.99 for the network, correct?
That is indeed the number that he said.
I'm not going to pay $9.99 for the network if I'm going to have to watch, Hulk Hogan stuff. Especially if they're going to throw Ram Hulk Hogan for 3 hours at me.
Because it's his birthday! Yeah!
He is officially 154 years old.
Happy birthday, Hulk Hogan. Fraz loves you.
I do not. Where's Andre the Giant when you need him?
By the way, my favorite kayfabe news article of all time came out the other day. Hulk Hogan tells brother something.
Oh, yes.
Tremendous. I'm surprised it took so long.
I know, right? I wonder if he has a brother.
I don't know. But if he did, you'd tell him something.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. We are out now.
We are.
Saturday, we're doing Culture My Pop. I have my buddy Seth Clark, who is a comedian and also has a master's degree in philosophy and religion and other stuff that I don't particularly understand. But he's funny, and so he'll be on. And Fraz will not be because he's developmentaling.
I'm teaching kids this week. The topic is how to sell your product. So if you say $9.99, enough people will buy.
That's true. Even if it's not $9.99.
Yeah.
Just say it is. So that's it. We're out. Fraz has a catchphrase, and I'm trying to think of a way to set him up to say it again. Listen to the podcast, and if not, then Fraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.